People pleasing. How to stop people pleasing and live with confidence. How to overcome fear of abandonment, end people pleasing and conquer codependent behavior. Richard Constance. Chapter 1. The Origins of People Pleasing. Historical and cultural context. People pleasing is not a modern phenomenon. It has deep roots in historical and cultural contexts. Understanding these roots can provide valuable insight into why people-pleasing behaviors develop and persist. This chapter will explore how societal norms, historical events, and cultural practices have influenced and shaped people-pleasing across different eras and societies. The evolution of societal norms. Throughout history, societal norms have played a significant role in shaping behavior, including the tendency to please others. In many ancient societies, communal living and cooperation were essential for survival. Individuals had to work together to ensure the community's well-being, and this often meant prioritizing the group's needs over personal desires. In such settings, people-pleasing behaviors could be seen as adaptive, fostering social harmony and cohesion. For instance, in ancient agrarian societies, where communities were small and interdependent, maintaining harmonious relationships was crucial. These societies relied heavily on agriculture, which required a high degree of cooperation and collective effort. Tasks such as planting, harvesting, and irrigation needed to be coordinated and executed by groups rather than individuals. This interdependence created a social environment where collaboration and mutual support were not just beneficial, but necessary for survival. In such communities, conflicts could disrupt the delicate balance necessary for survival. Disputes over land, water resources, or labor contributions could jeopardize the productivity and stability of the entire community. Therefore, individuals who could navigate social dynamics effectively and avoid conflict were often valued. These peacemakers and mediators played essential roles in maintaining the social fabric, ensuring that everyone could work together harmoniously to achieve common goals. In ancient Mesopotamia, the Code of Hammurabi, one of the earliest known legal codes, outlined various social responsibilities and expectations. While it set strict penalties for non-compliance, it also emphasized the importance of community welfare and justice. In ancient China, the teachings of Confucius advocated for social harmony and the importance of fulfilling one's role within the family and society, further embedding people-pleasing behaviors within the cultural framework. As we can see, ancient agrarian societies required a high degree of cooperation and mutual support for survival. The need to maintain harmonious relationships and navigate social hierarchies effectively fostered people-pleasing behaviors. These behaviors, reinforced by communal living arrangements, cultural transmission, and religious teachings, became deeply ingrained societal norms, highlighting the adaptive nature of people-pleasing in ensuring group cohesion and community well-being. Understanding these historical contexts helps to shed light on the deep-rooted nature of people-pleasing behaviors in contemporary societies. The influence of religion and philosophy. Religious and philosophical teachings have also significantly impacted people-pleasing behaviors. Many religious doctrines emphasize humility, self-sacrifice,